Thanks. told me it was in couldn't get into number two. He was asking why he wasn't coming up on 3rd and 11. So after yelling and screaming and telling him why he wasn't coming up on 3rd and 11, came to a heavy blow which started to matter out. He just told me,
I don't know, I was really drunk at the time.
Well, hello, Cove FM listeners. How's everybody doing on this beautiful Thursday evening? It's warmed up immensely the last few days. Just feels like summer's hanging on and hanging on. This is Marianne, and you're listening to Money Matters with Marianne. So welcome to those of you who listen on a regular basis. And if we have any new folk out there, this is a show with a bit of a twist. All of my songs have a money-related theme. And I share financial advice throughout the show to help you have happier, healthier finances. So here we are, the third week of September. The kids are settled back in school. We're all getting back into our routine. It is a fantastic time to talk about money and finances. Summer is arguably not the best time to talk about budgeting and money management. So I'm sure everybody survived the back-to-school costs. The clothes, the books, the tuition, the school fees, the school supplies, and all that fun stuff that we have to dish out in September. So I have a little task for you. I want you, not right now, but you know, sometime, I want you to go through and figure out what back to school costs you. How much money did it cost you to get your kids back to school? Your grandkids, if you were helping them out. And then I want you to take that figure, I want you to divide it by 12, I want you to take a jar and write back to school on a sticker, put it on there. Take that monthly figure, write it on the sticker, and commit to putting that amount of money in that jar every month so that next August you have all the money that you need for back to school costs. So there you go. There's your first little task, chore, or challenge, I guess we'll say, for tonight's show. Don't worry, I'm not going to throw a whole bunch more tasks and challenges in there. So what are we talking about tonight? Well, we're going to talk about protecting your identity when it comes to finances. So identity theft, what you can do to protect it and prevent it. And this comes in the wake of Equifax's announcement this month that there was a security breach. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that as well and why that might matter to you. But before we do that, I have my money funny to kick the show off before we get into a few great tunes. So, a millionaire, a hard hat, and a drunk are at a bar. When they get their beers, they notice a fly in each mug. The millionaire politely asks the bartender for another beer, then proceeds to sip it. The hard hat spills out just enough to get rid of the fly and quaffs the rest. I think I said that right. It's now the drunk's turn. He sticks his hand into the beer, grabs a fly by the wings, and shouts, "Spit it out! Spit it out!" So that is, you know, just funny and humorous. But kind of the story behind that joke is that we all tend to look at our finances a little differently, right? Depending on the glasses we wear, where we are in our life, and what's going on. So I had a little message to start this show off, and the message is, you are not alone. Your struggles are mirrored in others. And the reason that I started this show is I wanted to have a place where we can all come together to share, to learn, to grow in one of what I believe is the most important areas of our life, and one where many of us struggle, if not all the time, at some point throughout our lives, just because of life and the way it goes and what happens. So if you have a question or concern, ask me, not just for yourself, but for everyone, because I guarantee that if you're struggling with something, if you have a question or issue, there's many, 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 many more people out there that have the same one. So feel free to call in with a request for a song or a topic or a question you'd like answered. It's all anonymous. And the number, in case you don't have it, is 902-858-2077. And I'll announce that later in the show, so just have a pen handy. Or pop an email to studio@covefm.com, and I'll keep an eye on that as well. So just before we go into our songs, just a little preview of what we're going to talk about, or something, I guess, just to get that started. So, in case you didn't hear, Equifax had a security breach. So on September 7th, Equifax Inc., which is the U.S. parent company of Equifax, announced a cybersecurity incident. And the incident involves potential access to the personal information of approximately 100,000 Canadian consumers. So the first thing you want to know is it's primarily an incident in the U.S. However, there's been some reach because we are a small world after all. And so that includes names, address, social insurance numbers, and in limited cases, credit card numbers. The company learned of the incident July 29th of this year, and the period of time where the unauthorized access occurred was mid-May through July. So, the other point I want to make is Canadian systems are not affected. So there's been no evidence of unauthorized activity on Equifax's core consumer or commercial credit reporting databases. Equifax Canada systems and platforms are entirely separate from those impacted by Equifax Inc. in the U.S. So there's just a little preemptive, you know, why we're going to talk about this, what happened, why it's on people's radars, why you should care. And so when I, after these first couple of tunes that we play, I'm going to come back and talk about what you can do and what Equifax is doing to ensure that anyone affected knows that they've been affected. So, a little bit of a heavy topic tonight, but something important to share. So let's lighten things up with a little music, shall we? So Grapes of Wrath is going to kick off the show with Peace of Mind, which is a very relevant song considering the topic this evening. And Steel River is going to follow that up with 10 Pound Note, and then I'll be back to chat with you in a few moments. So enjoy the tunes.
The pale beside the wall between us now. Since I refuse to fail, it's always been another to do the damage you live every day. Leave you cursing for escape. Each day I see a ball and chain grow. And watch a corner pane saying nothing, nothing's gonna change. Why is the world so damn unkind? One so righteous in her mind. The sun won't rise and shine. Will you never find your peace of mind? Watch the corner pain say
Hi, I'm Jim, and he's
Jeff. Together, we host Rants and Riffs.
Every show, we play a theme-based, eclectic mix of music,
handpicked from our personal collections.
Join us Friday evenings from 10 to midnight
for something completely different.
Want the community to know about your business? Advertise in the Masthead News, your community newspaper. Reach out to 15,207 homes and more. Call 902-857-9099 now.
And welcome back to Money Matters with Marianne. I'm Marianne, and we are talking about identity theft and how to protect yourself. So I was talking about Equifax's recent announcement that there was a breach of their U.S. Outfit, and that did affect some Canadians because we are a small, small world these days, and there's lots of snowbirds here in Canada that travel to the U.S. and have credit histories there as well. So, all right, so I said when I came back I was going to talk about what can you do. And so first I want to share a few things that Equifax put on their site as to things that you can do and what they're doing about the situation. So Equifax says that they will be proactively contacting impacted customers by mail, outlining the steps they should take. So if you've been one of the 100,000 people in Canada affected, you will get something in the mail from Equifax. They'll also be providing complimentary credit monitoring and identity theft protection for 12 months. So this is a service that you can pay for on the Equifax site. And basically, if there's any unusual activity or anything happening, you will get a notice of it. And so they're going to provide that for a year. So then people were asking, how will I know if my credit card has been compromised? So what Equifax has done is they've provided that information, the Canadians whose credit cards have been compromised, they've provided that information to MasterCard and Visa so that they are basically on alert that these people's records have been compromised and they may potentially be in touch with those Canadians as well. So then the final note is that Equifax reminds Canadian consumers to be vigilant in reviewing their account statements and credit reports, and that you immediately report any unauthorized activity to the financial institutions. They also recommend you monitor your personal information to avoid identity theft, as well as information about fraud alerts and other services available to Canadian consumers. So I'm going to dive into that a little bit in terms of very specific things you can do as we go throughout the show. So I'm going to start off with three things that are recommended just as basics. So this one depends on whether or not you subscribe to one of the credit bureaus to get your credit score. If not, there's a few ways you can do that. So first of all, there's two credit reporting agencies, Equifax and TransUnion. You can sign up for each of them to be notified of what's happening on your credit report. There's a couple free ones that have popped up a lot in the last few months. So Credit Karma is one that you've probably seen a lot of ads for, and BorrowWell is another. BorrowWell primarily is connected to Equifax. Credit Karma is primarily connected to TransUnion. If you think you need to only check one credit bureau, you're wrong. Unfortunately, they don't connect in any way and they don't share information. So it depends on who lenders use as to whether or not your information is up to date on both. So unfortunately, you do have to check both. So if you use the free service, you can do that. They will connect you with lenders. So they'll send you offers in the mail by email. And so my best advice is sign up for the free service for your credit score, but don't sign up for the free offers because typically they're high interest credit in most cases. You don't need to take offers that come your way. If you need credit, you can go out and get it in places that suit your needs the best. Okay, what can you do? So watch for your new monthly updated credit score email, and that's of course if you subscribe to one of them, because they will update you when your credit score has been updated. But if you don't subscribe, you can just simply go to Equifax or TransUnion online, pay a fee, get your credit report and your credit score, or you can use, as I said, Credit Karma or BorrowWell and get it free that way. Those are soft inquiries, by the way. They don't affect your credit score. So some of you may know that if you get too many credit hits, it impacts your credit score. But if you check it, it's called a soft hit, not a hard hit. That was number one. Number two, and I think everyone should do this anyway, and I've really seen the benefits of this over the years. Monitor your credit card statements and bank accounts. Your credit cards and bank accounts are really important to monitor. So keep an eye out for transactions you didn't authorize and report any issues to your bank or credit card company right away. Sometimes it's not huge transactions that take a ton of money from you. Sometimes it's itty bitty little transactions that they're hoping people won't notice, and they just do it to a whole bunch of people. And so I always, I actually use a program called Mint, which I've mentioned before, which downloads my transactions. I review them every few days, once a week. It just depends on my schedule. And if I see something that I don't recognize or I don't remember authorizing, then I go online to my credit card statement or bank statement. I look it up. I usually will do a Google search to see what the name is in case it's something I've forgotten, if I've ordered online, and I'll send a request to the company if I can't figure it out. And I've had charges reversed many, many times as a result of doing that. So definitely an important one. And number three, report any theft or crime. So if you identify a concern that involves a theft or a crime, then report the incident to your local police, or you can report any suspicious activity to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre. Definitely tell your bank and credit card companies, close any accounts and cards that may have been compromised immediately. Now here's another little tip that I'll share that actually came from a colleague. This happened to her. She got a phone call and realized about halfway through the call that this was not the bank calling her, and she had given out some personal information. So she promptly ended the call, phoned her card companies, and she canceled her credit cards. They suggested she contact the credit bureau. So she did contact the credit bureau, but they would not give her information until she paid the fee with a credit card, which she didn't have because she canceled them all. It was a nightmare. So one of the things that I've always recommended is have one credit card with a low balance, $500, that's it. That's just your security card for, you know, ordering small items, whatever. If somebody gets it, if they do, you know, max it out, it's $500. You can probably recover from that a lot easier than $20,000. So have a small credit card. If anything like that happens, don't cancel that card right away until you've ensured you've done what you need to do and used it. And the other thing, when you call the credit bureaus, sometimes they'll ask you for your credit card number because that's part of how they identify you, and so it's important to have those as well. So those are just a few things that you can do. Certainly if you think that your identity has been compromised, if you're concerned about it, or if you're concerned about the Equifax breach and how that might impact you. So I have another 12 things you can do to protect yourself from identity theft. So I'm going to share those a little later on. But you don't want to listen to me talk all night. I know you want to listen to some tunes. So why don't we hear BTO, Taking Care of Business. And that's what we're all about on the show tonight here, taking care of business, making sure our finances are in order and our information is protected. We're going to follow that up with the weather. It looks like we're going to have a beautiful weekend here in the Maritimes. And then I'll be back with some more advice and some more songs. So, talk to you in a moment.
Every morning. Cove FM Weather.
Cove FM Weather is brought to you by Chester Golf Club. Enjoy the magic of a classic golf course in a seaside setting.
For Thursday, clearing, wind becoming northeast, 20 kilometers an hour in the morning, and a high of 22 with a humidex of 25 and a UV index of 6 or high. For Thursday night, mainly cloudy with a 60% chance of showers overnight. Wind east, 20 kilometers an hour, becoming light, and a low of 12. For Friday, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers in the morning and a high of 22. For Friday night, cloudy periods and a low of 14. For Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 21. And for Sunday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 20. Currently, it's 16 degrees at Cove FM.
You can check the weather anytime online at covefm.com.
Chester Golf Club offers a truly unique seaside golf experience. Enjoy spectacular views, cool breezes, and fantastic dining with oceanfront seating. The championship golf course is very playable for all golfing abilities, but offers a strong challenge to top players. Chester Golf Club is a great venue for corporate outings and charity events. Call 902-275-4543 to book your tee time or book online at chestergolfclub.ca. We look forward to seeing you.
She was pretty, she was smart, she was witty, yeah, she had charm. Cupid shot me, that's what got me down the aisle. But that match made in heaven went straight to hell. Split up our possessions, put the house up for sale. And I learned a lesson I won't be forgetting next time around. I'm gonna marry for money. I'll be so damn rich it ain't funny. I'm gonna have me a trust fund yacht club hot tub piece of the pie. I'm gonna marry for money. I won't have to love her family. I won't have to like her friends. And if it works out like I planned it, I won't ever have to work again. I'm gonna marry for money. A piece of damn rich, it ain't funny.
Followed up by Tracy Atkins' Marry for Money. Fun little song there at the end. So, hey, this is Marianne. You're listening to Money Matters with Marianne right here on 88.7 Cove FM in beautiful Hubbards, Nova Scotia. And hello to everyone in the community who's listening and anyone who is tuning in from any other parts of the world. Welcome. So we're talking tonight about protecting yourself from identity theft, what you can do in the wake of Equifax's announcement that they had a huge breach in the U.S. And obviously, you know, that risk is very real here in Canada as well. Over 100,000 Canadians were impacted by the breach. So just giving you some tips on what you can do to protect yourself. So I have 12 things that you can do to protect yourself from identity theft. I'm going to share the first six with you, and then we'll listen to some tunes and come back and do the other six. So, number one, consider subscribing to an identity theft protection service. So this is what I was talking about previously. The credit reporting agencies, Equifax and TransUnion, both offer a credit or a theft protection service where if you sign up and pay a fee, they will send you updates if anything happens. And you can also take advantage of a couple of free places, Credit Karma and Borrowell, where you get an update on your credit score, or you can go in and check and see what's happening. But the theft protection service from the credit bureaus definitely has some additional bells and whistles because you pay for that. Number two, keep personal documents in a safe. So things such as your social insurance number, birth certificate, and passport. And I know I've always heard, don't carry your birth certificate with you. Yet, what do I have in my wallet? My birth certificate. Carried it with me for years. I don't know why. Nobody ever asks me for it. I should probably take it out and put it somewhere. For a couple of reasons. So one, you know, so nobody can get their hands on it. But two, they are a pain in the butt to replace. And I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes because there's another, actually I think it's the next one. So number three, protect your purse or wallet at all times. Yes, the best purses, ladies, are those that can be zipped or closed shut. So try not to use bags that others can easily see or reach into, and keep bags close to your body with a tight grip at all times. Again, I have a purse, it zippers up, I often leave it open. I should heed this warning. Do not leave wallets or purses in the car, or if you must, do not leave them exposed or in an obvious place. Pretty good at that one. If I leave it, I typically lock it up in the trunk. Number four, photocopy the contents of your wallet. Make copies of credit cards, ID cards, and all other personal documents you keep in your wallet. And also keep a record of phone numbers to contact in case you need to close accounts or order replacement parts. Replacement items. I think this is a really great tip, and the last three just kind of all went together, right? Keep your personal documents in the safe and protect your purse or wallet and photocopy the contents. I've had my purse stolen many, many years ago, and it was a pain in the butt to get my documents replaced. And I just had a guy that I met with today, just came in the office. He had his wallet stolen out of his vehicle, and he's been having to replace everything. So not only is it painful, because one, you have to remember what was in there. A lot of times you don't know what you need until you go to use it and don't have it, but there's fees for everything. And so he's shelled out a good $60, $70 in the last couple of days just to fill out forms or go get his license, etc. So I think those are some great tips. Definitely recommend doing that. Take your wallet or your purse and photocopy your cards and tuck those copies away in case you need them. Number five, examine your bank account statements monthly to ensure that your accounts have no unauthorized charges. We just talked about that in the previous segment. If they do, contact your banking institution immediately. It amazes me at how much stuff can show up on your statements that you didn't purchase and you didn't know about. And so I talk a lot about awareness, being aware, you know, paying attention, and not only can it save you money, but it can save you a lot of headache as well. And number six on the list, remove yourself from promotional lists, such as junk mail, pre-approved credit card lists. This adds clutter, doesn't do any good, and it puts you at the risk of identity theft if a stranger gets their hands on any of the info or pre-approved cards, etc. So they could get a pre-approved notice, intercept it, they have information, you know, etc., etc., etc. If you do use the free services I talked about, so Borrowell, Credit Karma, you will get offers from high interest companies. I recommend you don't just throw them in the garbage. You contact the company, ask them to take you off their list so that you don't continue to get offers and notices from them. They're typically not the places you want to do business with. They're your payday loans, they're your high finance companies. I'm not just saying they don't have their place at some point in some time, and some people can use them responsibly, but at the end of the day, they are your high-risk lenders, and you pay a lot of money to help. You pay a lot of money to get them to help you out of a bind. So there's your first six. I'll come back with the other six momentarily. And who's in the mood for a little song? I'm not singing. Don't worry about that. You don't need to shut the radio off. So Wilf Carter's coming up with What Price Must I Pay? And that's followed up by the community calendar. So we're going to hear what's going on in the community over the next week. And then I'll come back and I'll share the last six with you as we start to head into the close of the show. So enjoy. What Price Must I Pay?
Many times I have heard that great story of love as I knelt by my dear mother's knee. How two hearts would entwine with God's blessing divine. But what price must I pay through the time? You took the sunshine and you left me the rain. Please bring our blue-eyed baby home to me again. Let my tears turn to sunshine, we'll start over again. Darling, what price must I pay? Oh, my darling, what price must I pay? Let bygone be bygones, I love you, sweetheart. Let's forgive, let's forget, let us ease to aching hearts. Let our tears turn to sunshine, we'll start over again. Darling, what price must we pay? Let our tears turn to sunshine, we'll start over again. Darling, what price we'll pay. Yes, my darling, what a price we have paid. We sure have.
Here is the 88.7 Cove FM Community Calendar.
Cove FM's community calendar is brought to you by Bay Equipment Rentals.
Every Monday starting September 18th, Musical Friends of Chester will be hosting musical groups at St. Stephen's Anglican Church. 1 p.m. will be Vintage Voices, a fun sing-along for people who enjoy music from the 1930s to the 1960s. At 2 p.m., it's the Musical Friends Choir. Youth from Chester Elementary are walked from school to Tuck Hall, provided with a snack, and then learn to sing. At 3 p.m., it's the Musical Friends Band. Older students from both elementary and middle school receive guitar, piano, bass, and drum lessons, learn songs to play together, and begin to learn how to write music. At 4 p.m., it's tuneful tots. Babies and toddlers, along with parents, grandparents, or guardians, enjoy nursery rhymes and other danceable music. Any questions or for more information, email musicalfriends2017@gmail.com.
If you have a community event that you would like included in the Cove FM community calendar, please send the details to info@covefm.com.
Bay Rentals has a large stock of top quality products for all your yard maintenance needs, such as wood splitters, wood chippers, lawn mowers, and whippersnippers. Rentals, sales, and service. We are a full service dealer for Husqvarna and steel. We have four locations to serve you: Lower Sackville, Cole Harbor, Elmsdale, and 14 Sunnys Road in Tantallon. For all your yard maintenance equipment needs, call us at 902-826-7000 or visit online at bayrentals.ca.
Okay, and I am back, and we're talking about protecting yourself from identity theft, and you were listening to Money Matters with Marianne. I shared the first six things that you can do. I'm going to share the last six things that you can do. Don't worry about writing these down or remembering them. If you want to follow up or if you want to get additional information, you can always connect with me outside of the show. I do have a website, drdet.ca, and I put a post on there today actually about the Equifax breach with some of this information. And I also put an update on the Facebook page, so Dr. Det Facebook page and Cove FM, with any numbers or anything that I give out, so you can always check there. Okay, so the last six things you can do to protect yourself. Cancel credit cards that you aren't using. There is no reason to have open credit for the taking. Besides, the less credit you have open, the less you will have to monitor. Number 8, select passwords that are difficult for others to uncover. So an impersonal combination of letters and numbers is best. Not your kids' names, not your pet's names, not your date of birth, not your anniversary. You get the gist, right? Protect your computer with anti-spyware and antivirus software. Make sure that you keep them up to date. Very, very important. I religiously do that. I have a great computer person that if I need, they can just remote in, make sure it's all working. And I have free spyware stuff. And I go in and run it every few weeks, actually. I'm long overdue for that. So note to self, do that when you get home. Do not reveal personal information to unverified sources, whether over the phone or the internet. And I talked a little bit before about my friend who did that and then caught on that this was a scam. I got an email from a client today, and he had received a notice from Revenue Canada saying you have a refund, but your information's out of date. Revenue Canada doesn't email folks ever, never, ever, ever, ever. So if you get that email, do not click on it. Delete, 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 delete. Monitor your credit. Take advantage of your free credit reports and consider purchasing additional copies throughout the year for continuous monitoring. So that would be the Credit Watch system. And you can place fraud alerts and credit freezes on your account for greater protection if you would like. And shred personal documents before throwing them away. Dumpster diving is a common method of stealing personal information for the sake of identity fraud. So purchase a shredder for your home. Make sure you destroy paperwork, or you can burn it, you know, but get rid of it. Don't put it in the mail. And this includes mail, credit card statements, and even receipts. So those are your last six tips, 12 of them all together. I will make sure they're posted on the Dr. Det Facebook page. I'll share them on Cove FM as well. So we're coming up to the top of the hour, and I have a request song because it is somebody's birthday today. And many of my siblings are at my mom's celebrating Richard Marriott's birthday. That'd be my brother. He is 60. And if he didn't want you all to know that, too bad. Now you all know. So if you get a chance, make sure you wish him a happy birthday. And Richard, if you're listening, are you listening, Richard? I have to yell because when they're all together, they talk so much that probably nobody hears me. So if you're listening, sorry I can't be there to celebrate your birthday. Love you lots. And these next two songs are for you. So enjoy.
Calls me out.
by Kings of Leon and Brother and Me by Flood. So happy birthday, Richard Marriott, 60 years old. Love you. Love you, bro. And hope everybody's having fun celebrating with you, and I'll just celebrate with you another time. So here we are coming up to the top of the hour, and that was a little heavier of a subject than I usually do on the show, identity theft, a whole bunch of tips on what you can do to protect yourself, but a pretty important topic, so hopefully everybody took a tidbit or two away that they can use. I know that I'm going to photocopy and or scan my information of my purse and tuck that away, and when I get home, I'm going to take my birth certificate out of my purse, and I'm going to tuck that in a safe place as well. So there you go, practice what you preach. So hopefully I've encouraged you to follow some of that advice. And don't forget my tip at the start of the show, tally up what you spent on back to school costs, divide it by 12, take a jar, label it back to school, put the monthly amount there and commit to putting that much away every month, and you will then have saved your back to school money for next year, so you won't have to dip into something else or put the budget into an unbalanced state. And of course, I'll have lots more tips on future shows about different things you can do with lots of different expenses and credit and debt and all that wonderful stuff that we get to talk about. So I'm going to send the show out with our ending song, Monty Python's Flying Circus, the money song, because it's just so darn fun. And I'm going to wish you all happy, healthy finances and invite you to tune in again next Thursday evening. And I'll let you know what we're talking about at that time. So have a great week. Have a fantastic or great weekend, I guess, and week. And if you have a song or a question, then you just search me out on social media, either under Mary Ann Marriott or Dr. Debt, Dr. Debt. And you just post what you want right there, and I'll incorporate it into a future show. All right. Happy, healthy finances. Peace out. Have a good night.
90,000 pounds in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. Nothing like a newly minted pound. Everyone must hanker for the bunchness of a banker. It's accountancy that makes the world go round. You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world.
Serving Hubbard's, Chester, St. Margaret's Bay, and surrounding communities. This is 88.7 CKVE-FM.
I'm trying to end this. I am.